I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the coalition forces continue bombing ISIS inside of Syria, an amazing good news story is emerging. E3 Partners Alexa McDowell says many Christians, Muslims, and Muslim background believers are leaving Syria, making an already bad refugee crisis worse. But, she says, one pastor in Syria has some good news.
What's really interesting is that in the midst of this turmoil, a lot of Muslims are starting to stream into the churches. About half of his small house church was composed of Muslim background believers.
Read the full account at missionnetworknews.org. Next, you probably pray for missions projects, but how often do you pray for leaders? MNN's Katie Harth has more.
None of us live or work in a bubble. Whether you realize it or not, even something like the Ebola crisis affects you in one way or another. Jim Ramsey of the Mission Society explains how this factors into the Missio Nexus conference.
The global context is changing so rapidly, it's impacting mission. All of us have got to keep our eyes and our hearts open to what God is doing and how we need to shift.
Would you pray that God opens eyes and hearts and that He gives mission leaders discernment? Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And it's easy to get overwhelmed when you look at the world's humanitarian dilemmas. I mean, Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, West Africa, and the Philippines. These places seem too broken, and it seems like they'll never be fixed. But Food for the Hungry is reminding believers we're called to press on until physical and spiritual hungers are ended worldwide. They're sharing how praying, giving, and going make a difference. You'll find the links at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.